O gün o düşünmem. Ben de bakacağız.
Said, a person can jump 5 meters.
That's when Hashem gives you the test. Not an awful test. Not to put yourself in a test. When Hashem comes to you and says, jump 5 or jump 10, then you have an assignment. Then Hashem will help you. But if Hashem doesn't ask you to, that's also true. You're allowed to jump over the Grand Canyon if Hashem didn't ask you to. If Hashem asks you to jump over the Grand Canyon, you jump. What can you do? How far will you get? As far as you get, and then you'll drop or he'll schlep you across. When Hashem gives you nisyonot, it's to stretch you to becoming something that you already are, but you become more when you teach a child to walk. You take a baby. No one takes a three-day-old baby and teaches him how to walk. Why not? Because he can't. You know that he doesn't have the potential. When he gets a little bit older, he has the potential to walk, but he doesn't know it. So you slowly, slowly start standing him up. And he falls and he grapples or whatever. Why are you squeezing the child? Why are you torturing this child? Because you know that he can walk. And you want him to walk. He just doesn't know that he can walk. So you show him that he can walk. But the child doesn't do that. The child waits for the parent to do that. The child doesn't get up and start. The same with you. You've got untold infinite potential. When Hashem shows you how to use it, you'll use it. Until then, why are you going beyond yourself? You do what you were paid to do. You were given a job, but do what you're supposed to do. Get that right first. You start worrying about.
One has difficulty in determining that Hashem is one.
That's why you have a Shulchan Aruch. That's why you have a Rebbe. Okay. Reish Pei, that this is for an hour-long private conversation. It's not something I can deal with in public. Reish Pei Gimel. Perek Vov. Hanogas HaMishpat Vanogas HaYichud. As I mentioned yesterday, this is a very, very Murkav Sugya. It's not Poshut at all. He does an unbelievably good job of it. You won't understand what the problem is. I'll show you where the problems lie, where the potential dangers are here. Sometimes it's better not to learn the sugya, but it's here, and we've done it before. We haven't even, I don't know. You were here for the last session of Shmuel. Fine. So let's go through this again and see what we come away with. And we scan the people that aren't here. Thereby, yeah. Okay. Ein Sofik. Ki bekol dvareinu at ko. So basically, we finished the safe. You can have the cheesecake, you can make a serum, whatever you want to do, because essentially we finished the safe. But we're not finished, because it's Perek Vov.
You scared everybody up yesterday.
Good. Those that stay, these are the ones that get somewhere in life. Ein Sofer. Rav Moshe, we're learning an Hanogas HaMishpat, if you're interested. He was from the original Kfutzah that learned the sugya with Yaakov Hillel. I remember he was outraged. We'll see. Ein sofik gebold vareinu at ko adain lo yitzonu yedeicha vaseinu oides ma shenitan lamik v'ledlois midrivei chasal v'sugi amukir shol kiboli shishrim ba'ab. Despite everything we've said and everything we've done and whatever we're trying to understand, we have not fulfilled our obligation to plumb the depths of the sugya of kiboli shishrim ba'ab. Nevertheless, we have to learn what we can learn. The Shannon Lamik is Ha'iyun Be'er, and we have to learn them, and we have to go into them in depth as much as we can. Somebody living in this generation, pre-Messianic generations, of Chaim Kanievsky, after the Twin Towers, and somebody asked him, what's going on? He says, it's going to get worse and worse. Until Mashiach comes, and we see that happening before our eyes. We see it happening before our eyes. There's nowhere to turn. The corona goes away, and then the bombs start flying again. And now there's an intifada. And now there's a this. And it just gets worse and worse. So for sure, someone living in this generation, it doesn't know how to. Misha b'dor ikvus in Mashiach any day. Somebody doesn't know how to understand what Yisurim is. If he doesn't have a Shkofas HaTorah and understand what Yisurim is, the situation is going to be very difficult. Very difficult. Hadvarim shenichtav la'anu b'satir Hashma, enin dvarim ha'shovim b'kol nefesh. The first thing you need to know. What we're going to learn now is not something that's shovel a kol nefesh. It's not for everybody. Marshal Adava Daima. The mashche ka'evim, shaka harishon enu moyo,
we
when you take you've got a cream that stops pain, if the first one doesn't work, you have to take them a bit more harif. Yeah, if the 500 milligram ibuprofen doesn't work, you take 1,000 milligrams. You know, if the first one doesn't work, you have to do something else. Kamor kain v'yomim eilu kasher yisurim mitatzmim u'mizgavim. In our days, when the yisurim get stronger and more, dochaka b'sadochaka, one after the other, this gets worse and worse. Kasher anu oivrim esachabolim v'atzirim achreinim if they lay this amyusol michadash. We're going through the birth pangs of a birth of a new Klal Yisrael. We need things that are deeper. We need responses that we've never used before. Lamaisa. I mean, we have, but certainly we haven't. Klal Yisrael has, but we haven't. Lord Ailu, but Trufot Kalot Shiyai Maspikas Bava. The medications that our ancestors took before us was good for them. Was the Lord going to help us? We have to use stronger medication. If we won't go a bit deep into the sugya, if we won't mitametz and learn the sugya properly, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. We won't find the refuah. The refuah lies in the depths. Mahalach hamok yoyse havanas inyan yisurim bedoreinu melamedet tanu achosid remoishu chay mutzato. In the Das Tfunas, the Lutzoto of the Moshe Chaim Lutzoto teaches us a deep understanding of Yisurim in our generation. Gilu lanu Rabbeinu Chazal es asher nigla lehem misoid Hashem liroyo. Chazal revealed to us what was revealed to them. The Geda, that Hashem reveals his secrets to those that fear him. Mesilas Yeshorim tells us that the reason why we were created is only for one reason. Pleasure. Hashem wants us to have pleasure, the ultimate pleasure. That's why the Shadam lo nivra ela. Person was only created for this. You weren't created for anything else. Not this and something else. This is what you were created for. Because that is it. You were created for pleasure. What's the greatest pleasure? Lisanag al Hashem. Good question. Both. Isana Galashem is in this world, Lanus Mizim Shkinoso is in Olam Haba. In both worlds. But they're different. The Tachlis is Avada Olam Haba. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't be Isana Galashem in this world. That's the whole of Shara Bechin and the Chobe Salav Obas is Isana Galashem in this world. We'll see. Zube Etzem Tachlis Kora Bria Kulu. That's the reason of the Bria. That's why Hashem created the Bria. It's to give you as much pleasure as you can handle. What is the ultimate pleasure? Hashem. L'av yasa adam l'matzav shebo hu yoichel yisaneg al Hashem v'lanus mizib shkinosa. V'kiven shetanuk zeh lo yeh sholem, elim kain tiyah tov v'nitenes v'scha v'lo k'lechem chesed, like we see many times. That reward is only sholem when you've earned it and not when you get it for free. We've said that many times here. Yeah. The ultimate pleasure is when you earn it, not when you get it for nothing. You own the good because you've earned it. Therefore, Hashem put us in this world. Yeah, you have to serve Hashem. You have to deal with all the difficulties and challenges of life. Then when you get the reward, it was deserved, it was din. You did this, you get this. Schavo Inesh. What's called the world of Schavo Inesh. What's Bevchik doing on Zoom? How did you get in there?
I'm a little sick today. I have a cough and I didn't want to come in. I don't have fever, but I thought it'd be better not to come.
You don't live in Netanya, so what are you doing on Zoom?
Well, it's either come on Zoom or don't hear it all. Take what you can get, Rebbe.
Or drag yourself out of your sick bed and come in here and learn.
I don't want to cough on people. I'm thinking about other people. I don't want to be Mazi.
You don't want to, don't. Anyway, sorry. Wow, it's got a shock. I looked up there. There's Betchi. I thought maybe you moved to Netanya. That's why you're on Zoom. Or worse, I don't know. Anyway, so this is very important to remember. Hashem created the world to give us pleasure. What's the ultimate pleasure? Hashem himself. But it's not the ultimate pleasure. If you get it for nothing, you don't earn it. So Hashem puts us into this world and he gives us opportunities, plenty of opportunities to earn it. So when you get it ultimately, it's yours. You're the baal of it. You earned it. You come at the end of the month to get your salary. No one's doing you any chesed. You worked for this money and you got it. Okay, so that's the first principle you have to remember. Now, Kach Oilem Medivra Maharal, the Perushal of Mishnah Ba'ava is Perekei Mishnalef. Basara Mamoris Nivra Oilem, Umar Talmud Loima. Why does it tell us that the world is created with 10 Mamoris? Well, I'm a Mamechad Yechalivrois. Hashem could have created the world with one Maimon. What does he need 10 for? El Lahafram in Arishoyim. Shamavdi Nesoilam Shinivra Seramamois. And the Tinscha told it's a thing. She came in Soilam, the name is also Mamas. Funny answer. Think of us. Yeah. Perakeim Mishnalef. The world was created with 10 mamorim. Why don't need 10 mamorim? We could have created with one mamorim. No, to punish the Rishoyim who destroyed the world that was created with 10 mamorim, and to give schar to the tzaddikim who mekayim the world that was created with 10 mamorim. That answer satisfies you? You understand what they mean? What is it? Asarum am Hashem nivra olam harehem ke'esa shlibut basulam. There's some amorim that the world was created with like 10 rungs on the ladder. Yecholim la'aloit besulim, but yecholim le'redit bo. You can go up a ladder and you can go down a ladder. One step at a time. The Metzias Briyas Ha'olam be'esam amorim. In the reality of a world that's created with 10 amorim, kamo k'nesinas hadargas bo'olam, like kamoi, the levels of the world, the way the world is set up. Dan efsharut li'ois toiv yoise, tov pachot. What does it mean that the world's created with 10 mamorim? It means you can be better, you can be worse. You can go up the ladder, you can go down the ladder. In a world like that, you have bechira, and therefore, in a world like that, you have a possibility to give reward to the tzaddikim and to punish the rishoyim. If the world is created with one maimer, then there's no up and down, you're just stuck where you are. Hashem created the world with different levels. So now you can go up those levels, you can go down those levels. Therefore, Hashem can reward the tzaddikim who went up the levels and punish them who went down the levels. That's what the Mishnah means. Whichever way it is, whichever way you cut this cake, we were put in this world. Hashem created the world, the purpose of this world is to mamid bin Nisoyin. It's to use your bechira correctly when you're challenged. Then you get the toy that's magir to us. But din below bechesed, no chesed. I mean, it's all chesed. Even din ultimately is rooted in chesed. The chesed Hashem wants to give you good. But in the limited aspect of the perspective, you're getting this because you earned it. Therefore, whatever the whole purpose of the Bria is tolu on who? The purpose, whether the Bria will reach its ultimate fruition or not, is dependent on me. How will I use my Bechira? Will I keep the mitzvahs of Hashem and withstand the nisyonot? Maybe you'll trip up and you won't do what was demanded of you. Then the purpose of the Bria will be nullified because you didn't keep the purpose of the Bria. Obviously, it's not black and white like that. We're just learning principles here. So we put them in black and white. Obviously, people also go up and down and trip and fall and then get up and do mitzvahs and tzchah and get punished and it's all big cheshbon. But that's the principle. Ulam einat vorim pshutim. Now that's very simple. Up to now, what we said is simple. It's been a good chazor, but it's not so partial. Just because I decided, Khalila, not to do what I was supposed to do, Now the whole purpose of the bria just got mevatel. Lo yitochen, lo yitochen shalem yol yigir atachlis shekodesh bochur reitzi shil yigir. It's not possible that the world's not going to get to Hashem wanted it to get. Hashem started a business. You can bet your bottom dollar that the world, that Hashem's business is going to be matzliach. But Hashem's going to create the world. It's not going to go where He wants it to go. B'shel kach gozru chachmosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'anig esoilim b'shnei mini hanogot. This is when you start getting into trouble. If you want to leave, this is a good time to leave. Because from now on in, it's only tzoros. No, he's there, Baruch. Baruch's still there. Menashe's still there. I don't know why I'm still here, but anyway. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world with two types of systems. Hashem mitzad echad hem niris kesoysra zeh zeh betachlis. On the surface, they are totally, totally contradictory and mutually exclusive. They're completely, they're mamash. It's like din v'rachamim. They're completely mutually exclusive. And yet, Hashem runs the world with both. Ach l'may sayem ashlim ezuzu, but in fact, they actually complement one each other. A bit like male and female. Not a bit like male and female. That is the shoyish of male and female. They're completely the opposite, and yet they mashlim each other. Sometimes. Hanhoga harishoina. Okay. The first one is very easy. Hanhogas hamishpat. The first one, which is called Hanhogas hamishpat. We're very used to that, and that's what we've grown up, and that's what we live with. So that's not going to cause us any problems. And that should be fine for now. But when we get to page Rei Pesh Hey, and we start dealing with Hanhogas hayichud, we're going to get into trouble because we're totally, totally unfamiliar with this concept. Let's see. And it contradicts everything we're going to say now on the surface. Okay. Hanhogas HaRishoyin and Nikras Beloshon HaRamchal HaNogas HaMishpat. The Ramchal calls it HaNogas HaMishpat. May said HaRizal already, Leitz Chaim already coined this term. This is based, I don't think the Ramchal invented this. It's based on the HaRizal, and the HaRizal is based on Chazal. It's called HaNogas HaMishpat. The way Hashem conducts the world, B'mishpat. HaNogas Hu HaKol Mitnel Lefi Adin, V'HaMishpat, Im Toiv Toiv Imirara, everything's conducted according to din and mishpat. If it's good, it's good, and if not, not. Klaima. Hatoyiv makabel es schoro, ibara makabel es oinsho. Good gets rewarded with good, and bad gets punished with evil. Kishenema melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. The melech, that's the king, yamid aretz, he establishes the world, b'mishpat. Mishpat. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kovel chukim bo'olam, Hashem puts into the world a chukim, statutes, laws. Mishma kaibes a chukim sheim, shasa mitzvahs lo taseh, v'ramach mitzvahs aseh. Whoever keeps the 613 mitzvahs, the kabel is chora, and he gets his reward. And misha yavara alem, the kabel is oin sheim, and he doesn't keep them, gets his punishment. Panhaga zu akol tolu bebechira sa'adam in toivim ra. It's all tolu on the bechira of the person. Hashem doesn't mean interfere at all. You determine what your schav or enish is going to look like. Hashem doesn't mitarev at all there. You have bechira. Where you have bechira? You don't have bechira. You don't have bechira. Yeah, you don't have bechira in every aspect of your life. You have bechira. Where you have bechira? You don't have bechira. You don't have bechira. The things that are above your bechira and the things that are below your bechira. Things that are above your bechira, you're not challenged with. The things that are below your bechira, you're not challenged with. You're challenged with where your struggle is now. When you go into the makolet and you don't steal, you didn't use your bechira not to steal. It just wasn't any sign. Hopefully, if it is, then that's your nakudus of bechira, wherever it is. Yeah? I don't remember walking out the makolet shvitzim because, wow, Boch Hashem, I didn't take that Coca-Cola and not pay, you know, because there was any sign. If you don't have money, you don't go to the makolet. Or you go and you're asking for credit. Yeah? For some people, it's a big nisoyin. For some people, going to the makolet and not putting something in their pocket, nisoyin anak. That could be that's not bechira for me either. Could be for him, that's just the way he brought up, and that's the way you live. His bechira maybe whether to shoot the Baal Makolet or not in order to take the money out of the cash register. Or should he just take it without shooting the guy? That might be his bechira. I don't know. Each person's got his bechira, he's got his bechira. But it's all tolu bi. Ein adove tolu ele bi. Your schav or enesh, what you do. There's no, that's it. Hashem says, what do you want? There's a system here. Cause and effect. But at the end of the day, the beer has to get to where it's going to get to, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masaveh V'Maneg Esayin Banogas Pnimis Nistoris. Hashem has another Hanhaga, Pnimis, deeper, hidden, shall appear sof sof yegea oylem atarosa sofit. At the end of the day, the world's going where the world's got to go. L'shleimusoy v'tachlisoy. It's got to go where it's going to go to its ultimate shleimus. For one second, you just said, Tultolubi, what's it going to do with Hashem? If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, how can the world get to its tachlis? And if I get to its tachlis and not doing what I'm doing, well then where's the bechira? Where's the schavonish? Where's the mishpat? You've destroyed the mishpat. Either it's mishpat or there's no mishpat. Either it's tolion ma bechira, it's not tolion ma bechira. With tolion ma bechira, I can destroy the world, rachmana litzlah. And it won't come to its tachlis. No, it'll get there anyway. Well, so it's not tolu on me. Yes, it is. But then I can mess it up. No, you can't. Then it's not tolu on me. Yes, it is. But you wake up. What's going on? Did you have the problem? Hanhaga zu ein enu hanhaga golui. It's a hidden hanhaga, this thing. Hanhaga nistoris. It's a totally hidden. Hidden doesn't mean that it's like hiding away because, you know, when you get a bit bigger, we'll show it to you. Hidden in Torah means that you can't understand it. That's what hidden means. Doesn't mean that somebody is, you know, is keeping a secret from you just because you're not ready for it yet. You know? But when you get a bit older, we'll reveal it to you. No, it's hidden. Not because we don't want to show it to you, because we can't. Hanhagazu Machana Ramchal Bashem Hanhagas Hayichud. The Ramchal calls this Hanhagas Hayichud. And this is where the problem starts. Hanhagas Hamlish, but everybody's fine. Hanhagas Hayichud means, well, let's see. Hanhagazu Habatochen Va'aruva Shiema Shie. This Hanhaga is the promise, the trust, that whatever will be, Lomashane Maye, Sof Kol Sof Tegia Brila Tachlisa V'Yikayim Rotzen Hashem Rabbi Yosoyinom. The end of the day, Bria will get to where it's got to go, and the Rotzon Hashem will be Makai. So as we said, that's completely Sois Hanhagas HaMishpat. Hanhagas HaMishpat and Hanhagas HaYichud are completely mutually exclusive at this stage. They have to be. If you don't see that, if you think that they can live together with each other, you haven't understood the Sugya. You have to understand they can't live together. Even after you've understood how they can live together, you have to know that they can't live together. Not in our world. In Hashem's world, for sure, he can do what he wants. But in our world, we live in Hanhagas HaMishpat. We don't have anything to do with Hanhagas HaYichud. One of the mistakes people made, and you can see it Mufurish written, I won't show it to you or tell you where it is, because I'm in a base midrash and I don't like quoting. Even though they claim to be written by whatever, but anyway, be that as it may, I have different Masoiras. From Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, what is Torah and what's not Torah, I think I can rely on him. He's reliable. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel can rely on him. If he tells you that a certain thing is not fair, I'm going to argue with him. Is if you start thinking that an Hanhagas HaYichud has got something to do with you, then when you do an Aveira, it doesn't matter because anyway, it's all going to be for the good at the end. The other problem? Hanhagas HaMishpat says, Chavoinesh. You mess up, you get whacked. You do the right thing, you get reward. Reward and punishment, whatever that is, that's all big sugar on its own, but it works on Mishpat, totally on you. Hanhagas HaYichud said, no, whatever you do, the world's going to get to where it's going to get to. Right? I mean, it doesn't really make any difference what I do. So I made an Aveira. So what? Hashem will take care of it and I'll get to where I'm going to get to. Kind of Hashem wanted that in the first place. You have the problem? How do you do tshuva? So you don't do tshuva. There's nothing to do tshuva on because it's all going where Hashem wants it to go anyway. It's all rotten Hashem. You have the problem? It pops up because it's gomel.
And we've been confined to the board. It's saying we don't manage where we are going, but we manage how we are going. That means we have a...
But that's what he's saying. It's a nice way of understanding it. Well, that Ramosha Shapiro once said, you choose if you go in the baggage compartment or in first class. But the plane's going where the plane's going. Yeah. You just decide to get there. But that's not what he's saying. Zelo mashuwa, man.
Yeah.
I have heard that nusach before. Zelo nusach po. Zelo, yeah.
Not just the world. The person
himself.
The
person's going to
get whatever reward he's going to get regardless of what he does.
That's right. That's what he's saying. Hanhagas HaYichud, for sure. Because I'm also chelek of the tachlis of the bria. That means if I mess up, so then there's a whole hole in the bria. The one of the oisyos in the Sefer Torah is missing or broken, and therefore the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Oh, so Hashem doesn't mind. He'll have a possible Sefer Torah. No, Hashem will make sure that it all gets fixed up in the end. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I do. That's up because it's gone. Wait. Let's just declare what we're trying to do here. No, I have to be very careful. Up to now, you know me. You have to be very careful. I'm trying to show you that we don't understand. Don't try and understand. If you're trying to understand this, don't. We'll see how we understand it. You can't understand it. People try and understand this, but what I'm showing you is a critical error that people make. If you have an August Amish, it's no problem. It means whatever will be, everything will be fine. Then you have Bechira, you don't have Bechira. Yeah, you sort of have Bechira. It's just to test you, but you don't really have Bechira. You get into a mess. And it is the world of Schav Oenesh, one of the 13 principles of faith, which if you don't believe in it, you're not Bechiras. And then everyone has a mitzvah to hate you. Okay? And you don't want to be that guy that everyone has a Bechir to hate because you're not Bechiras. It says it's Schav Oenesh. Schav Oenesh. Don't try to answer the question. Yeah. Don't try to answer. You're not wrong. About, it doesn't take you out of the problem what you say. Schav Oynesh. Schav Oynesh is one of the 13 principles of faith that says if you get it right, you'll get schan. If you get it wrong, you're going to get punished. Hanogasa Yichud says, no, whatever happens, it's all good. So I can't deal with Hanogasa Yichud. Not that I have a problem with this, what he's talking about. I have a problem with Hanogasa Yichud. Hanogasa Mishpata understand. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim of Imunah. The Schav Oynesh, that I have no problem with. Mishpat to understand. Now you're talking about something I've never heard before. Ni lo mivin maze. And I know that I can tell you straight away, I have a deep sense, it's got nothing to do with me. And Hogas HaYichud, that's Hashem's, the way he runs the world in a hidden secret place that I can't understand. So I can't understand. Happy. Now, what's with Schav Oynesh? What about me? I don't entertain an Hogas HaYichud. I don't think about it. It's got nothing to do with me. You did an Aveira, do tshuva. Why? It's all going to be good in the end. No, it's not. Because there's a thing called Hanogas HaMishpat. Hanogas HaYichud doesn't mean that Hanogas HaMishpat goes away. That's the first thing you need to remember. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, I've seen this written before.
Hello?
No, Ellen. Yeah, 1 second. Ellen, the Gemara Shiur will start soon. Just 1 second. You're on the... just wait patiently and Ravulitsky will be with you in a few minutes.
No problem. Very happy to join you.
Okay. You're welcome to join us 9:30 every morning.
I love it. It's beautiful.
Why should you be the only one not being tortured at that time? All right. Let's stop there. If you don't come back, forget about what we just said. No, I'm asking you now. So I'm not joking. If you don't come tomorrow, forget about everything you've seen. Because you're just going to mess up. Sorry? If we're not here tomorrow, we're not. That's the Abish's problem. I have to do what I have to do. Okay, let's just end this.
Thank you.